This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
I would stand in line for this. There's always room in life for this.
If you thought corporate establishment media could get any worse, you were right. They have gone to the next level of just tripling down on deception, tripling down on insanity, tripling down on bizarre activity, saying this little girl was separated from her parents when she wasn't, saying that we're all Nazis that voted for Trump, which is just totally ridiculous, and now go out and harass everybody. You've got Maxine Waters, you know, praising all this. That's coming up. But I never spend this much time on Bill Maher. But 2 weeks ago, I guess he does a show every 2 weeks now. It's good for his $10 million a year selling out America. He came out and he said, I'm hoping for an economic collapse. And then they spun that, oh, I want a recession. And then now he doubled down and said, you're idiots, go to college. Trump's worse than a recession, blah, blah, blah. I'm God, bow down and kiss my butt, my Hollywood ass. But then I hadn't even watched the whole clip. I just seen the short clip where he said that. They checked the clip. He attacks Mike Cernovich, myself, everybody. Let's just hear the clip for yourself. It's unbelievable, the nastiness of this anti-human, anti-American guy that says he wants abortion, suicide, just a pro-death dirtbag. Here he is.
Alex Jones tweeted, Bill Maher is worth $100 million, but he says we should crash the U.S. economy to stop Trump. And when has he ever strayed from the facts?
Wait a minute. Pause. He just earlier in the same monologue admitted it. This is next level. Continue.
And then everyone on the right said, I had $100 million. And all I have to say about that is, I do?
Hey, you got a $10 million a year contract.
That's awesome.
And you've made over $200 million. Yeah, you're a Hollywood crap bag. Yeah.
No.
So Alex Jones is a coup. No, you said it, you son of a piece of filth.
Sarah Palin tweeted to her follower.
You're the losers.
That I was out of touch. And Wayne Allen Root said, he doesn't care if your kids starve.
Yeah, that's what it means to have a depression, a-hole.
Said, suicides increase during recessions. Bill Maher wants people to die.
Here
yes, specifically
Journal.
Mike Cernovich.
Maybe get it, huh?
I want him to put his head in the oven so starving kids confuse it for food. No, I don't want that. Mike Cernovich.
Oh, pause that. Let's hit pause. Let's delete that. You don't know. Yeah, you don't know who Mike Cernovich is because he independently has hundreds of millions of views a month. Yeah, buddy. You're propped up and force-fed on YouTube, and your average show has a couple million views. You're a joke. And that's why I get mad for my old friend, maybe post-mortem friend, Joe Rogan. I don't mean physically dead, but as a friend, that, you know, they don't shadow ban him. They don't block him because now he backhands all the liberty movement and the patriots and says, oh, I'm just an entertainer. Well, he does it, and he just kind of joins the ranks of Bill Maher, who also says that George Soros was captured by the Nazis. So Bill Maher is a non-intellectual, and he's actually rather dumb. Just look at his past. Yeah, that's true. That's Trump 4-5 years ago saying that. So here's the deal. I'm not trying to win the Candy Ash Award here with everybody. I'm trying to change the world. And so anybody that joins with the system and pushes this crap, I'm done with you. But let me tell you something. Mike Cernovich ought to be proud that Bill Maher says he wants him to kill himself. Again, I don't want Bill Maher to commit suicide. I said, if you want us to die, we should put that right up front in the last 4 or 5 clips when we put this, you know, the tape later. We're live right now, but I mean, they'll be like, how? I'm sure there'll be articles today or tomorrow. Jones wants Bill Maher to die. No, I said, if you want us all to die, you should do it first. Meanwhile, he's saying, I want to kill you. I want to kill your family. I want to kill Mike Cernovich. God. I mean, the dude has murder on his brain. That's what I'm saying. Bill Maher is possessed by death. Bill Maher is death. Well, guess what? There ain't much room for death in the universe, jackass. Death's the end, not the beginning.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, the sun has set on the globalists. There'll be other tyrannies to face, like the Nazis before, like the communists. But this corporate form of tyranny is in decline. Doesn't matter that we'll be dealing with it for decades. The point is, the worm has turned. I want to take phone calls, and I got some special reports coming up where I get into the public announcement by the Democrats and former CIA directors. The articles are on Infowars.com, The Hill, AP, you name it. To overthrow the president outside of impeachment. God, that's dangerous. And they say he's this incompetent loser. I shot an emergency report to the president today. The enemy, as Bill Maher has said, knows that I'm synced to the president. And that is a fact. Only because anybody that doesn't want to destroy the Republic and live in slavery is synced. But yeah, we're spiritually hooked up. That's what spirit is. So that's coming up. We've entered a new phase. And I'm not worried about what happens to me. I'm worried about what happens to the continuum of humanity, and I bitch and gripe on air, and I'm frustrated. But the crew is awesome. You're awesome, the listeners, the viewers. I'm just really ashamed that the globalists are as bad as I thought they were. You know, I kind of hoped, I was kind of demonizing them 20 years ago, and they weren't as bad as I thought. But these are people that have turned themselves over to unlimited power grabbing because they don't have any power. And I kept hearing from Roger Stone and people that Trump wants to just try to turn things around and leave in 4 years. No one's ever done that. And I talked to some high-level people in Congress, and I talked to some high-level folks in the campaign, and I talked to some others, and I finally had a chance to talk to somebody very close to Trump, very close, as close as you can get. And he said, wouldn't that be nice, Alex, if we could do that? He said, that would be nice. I said, well, is that the case? He said, that'd be nice. That's what I'd like to do. That wasn't talk, man. That's classy. Because he's already got physical and spiritual power that he's not a piece of crap. And he wants to make people successful and get out of our way. And he doesn't care about the White House or any of that stuff. And I just sat back and like, the realization that they wanted George Washington to be king. He served two terms and left. He didn't want to be it. And, well, I'm going to go to your phone calls now. I'm going to shut up. It's just that it's the classic story Because they had this misquoted Media Matters article about Jones says he was offered $100 million a year to sell out. No, I said $10 million a year. It meant nothing. But I was explaining the story of how they tried to buy me off 18, 19 years ago, and then how they got so upset when I turned down the TV shows and all of it. It meant nothing to me. I was telling the story not to brag that I'd been offered, you know, 100 pounds of manure I could eat. I was explaining how it was crap, but they always want to make their crap gold. It's like they had this, quote, Fox News vice president. Probably wasn't even a Fox News. Probably made up New York Daily News. You know, because even 6, 7 years ago, I still thought they might tell the truth some. I knew they were liars, but not that bad. They've been liars long before that. And I had turned down these three Fox TV shows because they were just total crap. And I didn't want to do that. And they had an article in New York Daily News going, Alex Jones wants to be Glenn Beck. And Alex Jones tried to get Fox shows, but he's not Fox worthy. And I sat back and I looked at that. And it was just, I was like, oh my, that was an epiphany. They need us to worship that. They need us to think like Tinseltown, like it's the castle on the hill. It's Valhalla. It's the end of the Yellow Brick Road. It's everything. And it's like, oh my, there's nothing there. Your wife, your husband, your children, going fishing, making dinner, that's human life. That's real. Not, I'll be somebody someday when I kiss the butt of the New World Order. All right, I swear I'm going to go to your calls. Let me see who I got here. We got Bradley and Jay and Samuel and Amber and Chase and Carlos and Mark and Mark and Mark. A bunch of Marks today. Can you guys move that thing down? I can't see the call. Sorry. That screen there. We got Greg and Iowa and a bunch of other people. Who should we go to yet? Greg says the globalists use cult-like tactics to get people into trance. Well, that's true. God heard Clapper and Brennan say they will get Trump. Mark says that. Carlos says Jeff Sessions not addressing real issues. Chase says California Alarm, the Purge movie prediction in the U.S. Oh, that's where the army's KKK and they run around and kill black people. I mean, every show is white people killing black people. Oh, trying to start a race war? It's in the WikiLeaks. We already know. It's not black people doing that, by the way. It's the media and all the liberals that, oh, Starbucks has racial inclusion. You're a white guy, black guy, trying to get a cup of coffee. You're like, you're not about race. You're like, what the hell is this? I mean, it's so obvious. I know what's in their minds. I just can't believe that scum like this. God, I want to get along with everybody so bad. Oh, man, so hard. Let's go ahead and go to Mark in San Jose. San Jose, California. Where are you at, Mark?
I'm in San Jose, California. Yeah, you know, in regards to Clapper and Brennan, I would like to say the Lord Jesus Christ said, every idle word that men shall speak, they will give account thereof on judgment day. For by your words, you'll be justified, and by your words, you'll be condemned. Now, what did I mean by that? I think it should be obvious. Now, here these guys, Alex, come out, and they say they're going to remove a sitting, duly elected president and not by impeachment?
It's outrageous criminal activity.
Yeah, but listen.
Let me tell you something. If I said I was going to remove a federal judge in Austin, which I'm not, that's hypothetical, and I was coming after him, I should be investigated, probably arrested. I mean, if you follow the law. Exactly. It's this lawlessness. Let's intimidate. Let's get everybody, like, remember, like, let's go shoot. Remember CNN? Well, another cop got killed. Well, cops deserve it. You know, they need to do something for Black Lives Matter. What? Because a cop might have done something wrong in another state. You go shoot some cop pumping gas in Houston? Let me tell you something, man. I'm not in some cop-worshipping fest, but I am pissed by crap like that. That's dangerous.
Absolutely. And the reason why they call them San Jose's finest is because they are, for the most part. I actually had an incident today, and they acted very, very professionally. But, you know, getting back to Clapper and Brennan, listen, you boys, I want you to know something, okay? If Trump is taken out, you're dead meat, and you're dead meat the same day. You understand me? There's a God in heaven, and he knows what you're doing, and he's watching you, okay?
Let me be really sick here. I don't want Trump to die. I know Trump's real and a great guy. He's just not out to get America. He doesn't get why they hate America. That's why they call him dumb. He doesn't get their sick fantasy. But if they kill Trump, I totally agree with you that they have no, at a sick level, the best thing for us right now would be if they kill Trump. Do you understand the level of victory we'll have if they do it? And I think he may be understanding that. I think Trump is leaving up to God, but Trump is prepared to die. I know him personally, people that know him, he's ready to die. So they understand that.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
America is now in a civil war with globalist forces targeting the people.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
And that's what's so pathetic is people that serve the system aren't even part of it. God, free market, America, that is what's going to give you a future. But they are delusional. They think if I go along with the system, I get power. Okay, I'm going to try to jam in as many calls as I can right now, from Carlos to Chris to everybody. Mark in Oregon says he has a solution. Each caller gets about a minute because I got to move fast. I want to hear from you all. So it's out of respect, not disrespect. Mark in Oregon, go ahead.
Great to see you, Alex. Alex, what it amounts to at this point, I think, I don't see any ending to this as far as this treason and sedition goes from the top to the bottom, whether you're talking about on college campuses all the way up to Obama himself. But more realistically, I think we could call the top of it, say, the ilk of Brennan and the ones you've gone over today, Clapper, and forget his name, the TV.
Now, I've talked to high-level people today, and I'm anti-police state. They're trying to launch a police state and kill our election. Today I said, when does the military move? And the military is behind Trump right now, and it's being strongly considered right now. So,
yeah. I was going to mention that I think it's most important that actually, as far as the power goes, it's many white hats against a few black hats and for all presidents.
Oh, yeah, they'll fall very quickly. It's a bunch of corporate media, communist-funded. God bless you. I see your comment. The solution, declare martial law or military tribunal. Here's the thing. We've been under martial law. Trump's trying to bring America back. There's a lot of optics to that, and I think Trump is tricking them into their moves. The problem is he's surrounded by a bunch of cowards. And I've been talking to the folks that aren't cowards. I'm going to leave it at that. And they understand exactly what's going on. And so I'm just very honored to be basically the chaplain of this operation. I appreciate your call. And the enemy knows that. They call them, I don't want to brag the listeners, but they should also know what's going on. I can't lie to the listeners. The enemy sees me as the prophet. Like they said 7-8 years ago, Alex Jones, the prophet of the Tea Party. They see an archetype. They see me as the prophet and then Trump as the deliverer, like Moses. It's not a Christ figure. It's a Moses figure. And they want to get me and they want to get Trump. And let me tell you, I'm not on a power trip, folks. I'm just telling you what they say. This is what goes on in the enemy's brain. And it's much bigger. You, all of you, are more important than I am. Because I want you to know, they kill me or put me in prison, whatever they do, the idea goes on, but These globalists are Satanists, so they believe power is endued in the individual, not in the spirit. They don't understand, like, we're all already, see, they claim they're collectivists, they're not. Like, the thing is, we're collectivists. I'm a total collectivist, but collectivism is individualism deciding on the collective for the greater good. It's not a collective over the individual. That's slavery. It's the collective is the individual deciding on the collective and then sacrificing. Everything we are is built on that. And then they say they're collectivists when they're not collectivists. They are liars. Anyways, there's so many great callers here. Let's talk to Chase in California. You're on the air. I've seen the script of the purge and seen the trailer. They have like the army wears KKK outfits. It goes and kills black people. What's your view on that?
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. This is Chase the Patriot, front lines of California again. Doing that reporter challenge, and I just filed a report, actually, on what you're talking about.
Great.
I tried to take a break, and I tried to watch a little World Cup soccer. I don't watch a lot because I got a job, actually.
I understand.
And the first ad I saw was this new movie called The Purge, right? It's the first Purge. So I started watching this ad, and it's horrible. It's violence. It's racial violence. It's the American flag getting desecrated, and I'm just getting upset. So I start to kind of think about what's going on, and their ad says, we need a new revolution on July 4th. And so when you go start thinking about what the purge, you know, in history, we know what the purge is. That's Russia. That's communism. That's Stalin. That's millions of people killed.
And they're claiming we're doing it, so the left must answer with a purge against us. They're trying to launch their purge July 4th. You're absolutely right.
But here's the problem, Alex. See, before they can do something that bad, it's already been done before. So we have a memory of it. So what they're doing with an attack on language is they're trying to remove. If you go Google the purge today, you won't learn about Russia. You're going to learn about these Hollywood movies. So once they eliminate the real reason...
No, you're right. Google is going through totally criminally. Google's a totally broken search engine now. And on, you're right. Exactly. It's like on medical stuff, anything. It's all BS now. Google is always said, don't be evil because it's pure evil. Great point, Chase. Call me back tomorrow. Let's talk to Marco in North Carolina. Marco, you're on the air. Go ahead. Thanks.
Hey, this is Marco Amaya. I'm in North Carolina. And can you hear me, Alex?
I can. Go ahead.
I'm a music producer, and I produce patriotic music, and I was just playing at a venue here in Mooresville, North Carolina. And they're usually used to listening to all the propaganda sort of rap music that goes on, which controls people's minds, especially my age, 23 years old. So I started playing the Americana music in front of them. And a lot of them, they just sorted out the people. You know, the people that didn't understand it just had to walk out. And all the people that truly believed in this country and what is right, you know, they stayed there and they passionately, you know, gave me their energy and their love. But it really goes to show, you know, how divided the country is in terms of psychologically through all the propaganda.
Exactly. And they want to force all their minions to go out and confront those of us that see through it. This is desperate last gasp. I'm not going to sit here and say a bunch of positive stuff, just say it. We're in a real fight, but we're winning.
Absolutely. That's why I'm going to keep moving forward. I'm also going to apply to work with you at InfoWars at the Live Sound Department because I truly believe in what you're doing. So thank you, Alex.
Well, brother, we're trying to fund ourselves, so God bless you. The biggest thing people can do is we can hire people is buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. I barely even plug it. Great, amazing products, InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off our fluoride-free toothpaste. It's amazing with iodine, colloidal silver fortified, InfoWarsStore.com. Let's start at Carlos in Canada. Carlos, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. Just wanted to mention briefly that come October, there may be a surprise. You see, Bill Maher could not hold himself back. He's privy to information that mills around. And he probably has learned that in this October, a nice market crash and possibly a decline in the economy would be the precursor for the claims that President Trump has been misguided.
I totally agree with you. They are planning a market crash to blame Trump in October.
Yes. And the whole point I wanted to make to you was the fact that President Trump placed his trust in Senator Jeff Sessions. In 2005, I believe, he worked with Jeff Sessions on a Senate committee on the renovations to the United Nations. And he was very impressed by the senator. But you see, the trust he placed in the senator, his trust is to the Senate, is not to Donald Trump, the president. And so Senator Jeff Sessions knew very well that both political parties didn't want outsiders coming in and causing one party to overrule the other. They have a system whereby both political parties, you know, they take the country back and forth from each other. Come November, they would like to have the Democrats.
No, he doesn't want a real revolution. You're right. So I agree with you. They're planning to crash the U.S. economy and then sit there and say it's Trump's fault. So let them try that. America is awakening. All right, coming up, I'm going to break it down. The Democrats are saying remove Trump via the 25th Amendment. They're moving right now to do it. This is happening now. Take this serious or they'll win. We'll be back. I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate. Because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Everyone who has an IQ above room temperature or has any spiritual connection to reality knows that the world is in a state of incredible change, or flux, as it's called, and that we've passed a point of no return, a demarcation line, a event horizon. We came to the crossroads, and humanity made the right decision. We decided against austerity and eugenics and technocracy and robot control. The globalists may have decided for it, but humans from the continent of Africa to the continent of South America to the continent of Asia to the continent of North America to Russia to Europe, in every election and in every vote, both economically and culturally, are saying no to the globalist plan. And so we came to the crossroads. As I said, we had come to them about 5 years ago. we made the right turn on the road towards God, towards justice, towards the future. Wasn't about being liberal, wasn't about being conservative, wasn't about being straight, wasn't about being gay, wasn't about being a man or a woman, wasn't about being brown or pink or having a beard or not having a beard. It was about what was in our heart and goodwill versus bad will. The global social engineer's greatest power has been that they've been over the top and so outrageously evil that the average person who's not like that, who has a conscience, who has just a sense of human connectivity, or what the liberals try to claim they have, but we just really have it, a sense of community. They have gone so far towards trying to drum the humanity out of us that they pushed us all the way back to the other side in a full circle, and humanity came back just like that. The president needs spiritual support. The president needs to know that we understand the big choices that have been made. Because as we go down this path, as we begin to pick up steam for human development and human longevity and human productivity and human expansion and all of that comes with it, look what we've done so far. It's unbelievable. Well, this is just baby steps. This is a one-year-old taking their first few hesitant steps into the future. But that outrages the Satanist. That outrages the control freaks, because if you develop, you're not going to need them anymore. You've got to be stunted and arrested so they can rule you. Because by their very definition, the social engineers are stunted. Because they were engineering planetary rule. Because only slaves can be ruled. They were engineering slaves. I'm not engineering anything. I'm blowing holes in the cage. And I believe in you, and I believe you're going to come out. And I can't believe how ineffectual and pathetic they are. They think their attacks do anything to me. I mean, I've already blown, with your help, so many holes in their operation that I'm just here with actually super positive, super upbeat, super excited. Because I know God's in control and not these child molesters and devil worshipers who think they set the confines of the world, they define reality. No, you don't. So that said, humanity has begun its walk down the right road, but the crossroads is only like 20 feet behind us, and standing back there, calling our name is the siren song. Come back, you're failing, you're losing, it's not good, you're going to die. We don't want to have a depression to get you back in line. We're going to have nuclear war as we see peace, as we see the economy come back. And we're like, well, that's not what's happening, and things look so much better off in the future if we just follow God's plan. But no, no, come back. Come back. We're going to get you if you don't. Don't listen to that. And it's all a giant con of slave masters and their slaves, and they're all slaves. The slave master is more of a slave than a slave, trying to control the universe, trying to control an explosion of consciousness. When you can't control an explosion of consciousness, all you can do is meet it, commune with it, and dream with it, and then hope to have a future with it. Because destiny like that, like the double helix of DNA, is an intertwining. It is a merger. It is a synthesis. It is not control. It's turning loose. The system tells you to turn loose all day, but they mean turn loose of your destiny to go with turning it loose. They're the ones that can't turn it loose. The average globalist is the most neurotic, pathetic, unhappy person in the world. They could have $1 billion. They could have 10 billion. These people are enslaved by their worship of the world. They're empty. And so we have begun down this better road, but you have to understand there are other crossroads ahead. And we look at this time we're living in and think of it as some great challenge. This is going to be looked back on as a cakewalk. This is going to be looked back on as one of the easiest, happiest times we've ever seen in our existence as a species. And we're going to go, oh, my God, this was the dinging between the bell and the next big round. We thought this was hard because we weren't conscious. We were sitting on the bench drinking some water. We're putting some Vaseline on our face. Our head's ringing. If you think this calm before the next storm is a challenge, I feel sorry for you. This is a baby step, a beta test for what's going to win for us in the future. Because not everybody's going to make it. And I mean your children. None of you will make it. Some of you watching right now, some of your grandchildren, are going to make it to the next level of human development. I know it as a fact. I've already seen it. But I have a lot of sorrow for those of you that are serving the system, because you're going to be so betrayed by the system, you're not going to know what to do. But I have even more pain for people that believe in God, but believe the churches, that there's not going to ever be legitimate suffering. And so you're going to think you've been betrayed by God. You're going to think you're living through the tribulation when you're only living in a simulation of the true tribulation to come, because God doesn't ever put anything in front of us we're not ready for. You're in training camp. You're in two-a-days. And you're like a fifth grader in Little League, in Pop Warner. You're not in the NFL. And I look at these soulless, worldly people that think they're controlling this dimension, and they think they have power, and it really makes me sad for them, because they don't have any idea what leadership is. They don't have any idea what the human species is. They have no connection to their genetics. They have no connection to the bigger plan. When we come back, I'm going to get more into the bigger plan. And I'm going to look at possible futures that even the establishment admits are probable, versus us taking control of our destiny, which is the true human trait. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Segment of the broadcast tonight, and I've already covered this some, but I think I should really go back and look at this again, because we saw the American people elect Donald John Trump over a year and a half ago, almost 2 years ago. It was back in November of 2016. And then we saw Brennan and Clapper and Mudd and all of them go on TV with their paid gigs at CNN and MSNBC and say that Trump would soon be overthrown. That Trump was a traitor. Phil Mudd said the deep state's going to kill this guy. And so now we see the economy coming back, Americana coming back, our military being rebuilt, our borders being secured, thousands of companies coming back. And then these very same people go on CNN, MSNBC, all the usual channels and say, we want a depression to stop Trump. And they go on and they say, we want to bully not just the head of Homeland Security when she's out at dinner, but we want to kick Sanders, the press secretary, out of the Communist Hen restaurant there in D.C., there in Virginia, outside D.C., and we want to go out and confront all of them because they're Nazis, because a week and a half ago, the former head of the CIA said so. So you've got Brennan saying overthrow the Trump administration, have the cabinet turn against the president, and implement the 25th Amendment. And then you've got the former CIA head as well, who was involved in all the illegal spying, former head of the NSA, you name it, coming out and saying, again, a week and a half ago, that the president is a Nazi and that stopping families at the border and unaccompanied children is like Dachau, Auschwitz, or Buchenwald. That's a tweet. And then he defended it all over the news. So you've got all these individuals running around like mad dogs using tactics that have been used to overthrow third world countries and enemies of the U.S. But now these are the enemies of the U.S. on the communist Chinese payroll, the corporate payroll, the EU payroll, the Microsoft payroll, the Google payroll. That's who they are. And they're telling you that you're a bad person and that we're going to go after you now. So that's a talking point from all these former CIA heads, NSA heads, Donnie Deutsch on MSNBC, CNN, that go out and get in the face of Trump supporters, make them submit to you because they're Nazis, because CNN, don't forget this, put out the fake photo with the fake video with other children dubbed over crying, saying the little girl was separated from her mother when the mother and the father, everybody went public and said, no, she's been deported before 2013. She came back. She was put in an immigrant family center. It's only when they can't tell who's who, and most of these kids, 83% we now learn, are unaccompanied by parents, that you then get put in a separate area because you're not going to put kids in general population. It's all a hoax. And then Tom Arnold, who was obnoxious and a joke and an empty vessel, a flesh bag, a blood bag, when he was around decades ago, I couldn't stand him. And then he goes on television Friday, and I didn't even really counter it. But I said it's a total hoax for his Vice TV show. I just said it's a total lie. Why would somebody's lawyer meet him in a hotel where Arnold was staked out with Vice for days, knowing where Cohen was staying? Cohen comes out, poses for a selfie. Even local news said, no, we were there. He talked 20 seconds. Nothing happened. He goes on TV and says, it's all true. Trump's corrupt. Trump's going down. And then CNN and others defend it. Well, Arnold's just an entertainer. He's just having fun. That's what they hide behind in Hollywood. Like when Joe Rogan, my old friend, says, oh, Jones is wrong about Anthony Bourdain and the Clintons being after him, and maybe he was assassinated. And then when Joe gets confronted, he goes, oh, I'm just an entertainer. I mean, this is just total mental patient behavior from Tom Arnold. But I saw articles in the Houston Chronicle. I saw them in the Statesman this morning. I was checking to see what government propaganda was saying. It was like, Tom Arnold's funny. Tom Arnold plays a joke. Tom Arnold, you know, ha, ha, ha. He's an actor. And it's no, he got up on television and lied about what Trump's lawyer said. When those that have actually gotten all of his seized stuff say there's nothing there, that's a whole crime that they seized somebody's lawyer's personal stuff, because it's not about Russiagate. It's about everything else now. So they lie about a little girl at the border being separated from parents. They lie about the Tom Arnold stuff. And then we wonder why they lie, they lie, they lie. And you go, why do they lie so much? Because they already got caught lying. So they have nothing to lose. Even USA Today admitted on Friday, okay, it's not true. But this morning was getting gas, and people say three things to me, and it's a minority of folks. I shook 400 hands in Hawaii, 400 hands, three women came up, got in my face and said that I was a Russian spy and all this other crap. But they say three things, and today I'm sitting there getting gas at like 11 when I'm going to a business meeting, an intel meeting, and they go, you and your Russian boss are going down, and F you for what you've done to those children. And I said, it's always the same. I go, what did I do? And the woman's like, two things over, get gas. She goes, F you. There's no intellect. It's like I'm television. It's like she saw a Pokemon she was trying to capture or something. It's like I'm not real. She just is. I did something to children. I collapsed Latin America. I was a woman through the desert with a small child who should get arrested for doing it. Anybody should. And I did something. I'm the bad man. And it's just that feeling good. See, it's a simulation. It's not about being real. It's not about actually standing for something or changing the world. It's about pointing your finger at somebody and feeling good. How many live feeds have you seen where I'm out on the street in Austin or wherever and people go, F you Russian? And I'm the most pro-gun, pro-private property, pro-America guy around. Everybody knows that. And here are these leftists that hate America and hate flyover country and love Russia when it was run by communists and love China today. And then they point at the real thing. I don't say I'm the real thing, like, you know, I'm at the end of a pot of gold here, like a rainbow. I'm just saying, I mean, I stand for what I stand. Globalists think I'm mentally ill and Trump's mentally ill because we don't see the greater picture of world government, how dumb the public is, and the greater cause of our power. Yeah, exactly. I don't want to screw everybody over. Exactly. But you can point at one of the minions of the system who isn't even part of it. That woman never got invited to the Kissinger group. That woman never got offered $10 million a year to sell out. That woman was never offered three Fox News television shows. That woman wasn't offered starring roles in major movies. That woman just sits there at the gas station and points at me like she's this superior person when I bet you all the tea in China. She'd sell her whole family out to be on some stupid reality TV show. You know damn well she would. You could put a gun to my head and I wouldn't F anybody over because I've got my integrity. And I'm sick of these people that have no integrity and no soul pointing at me and telling me. Can we queue up and close out the broadcast? If not, it's okay. That clip I wanted to play, it's of Maxine Waters at a rally saying, he's a traitor. Americans are awake to it. And, you know, Trump's being mean and people are booing his secretaries. Oh, my God. Our forefathers fought Hitler and got killed. But we got to get booed. We're so scared, Maxine Waters. We have that. It's all right. The point is the video's on InfoWars.com. It's on PrisonPlanet.com. And it's just the mindset and the way they operate. Yeah, there's the article. And just how stupid it is. And you wonder, how are people buying into this? So, you've got a bunch of discredited former CIA directors and people that think they run the government saying they're about to remove Trump and threatening his cabinet. You've got all these people trying to go around and harass and terrorize and make up lies when Trump has fixed Obama's issues with the border that he triggered by saying come up here. And then even when Trump says fine, we'll try to not separate the few percentage of kids that do get separated, and they double down and say no, we want totally open borders, which is world government and the end of the country. So it's totally clear what's going on. And so it's a choice. Are you an idiot of these people or do you want a future? It's not that me and Trump are perfect. It's that we're pro-human. We want a pro-human future. And we've gone over that crossroads. And the system's calling back saying, hey, are you sure you don't want to come back here? And I'm like, no, I'm not turning into a pillar of salt. I'm moving on to the promised land. It's a long haul. It's not a utopia, but we don't want to be under your control anymore. It's that simple. And that's why I'm very, very thankful for all of you. And why I appreciate you all, because this is history. And the fact that we're just together talking, the fact that we're here aware of all this, that's the real issue. They say the journey is the destination. We're all here together, learning the truth together. That's what's beautiful.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.